I'm Isaac Ruiz. Welcome to episode one of the Insurance for Regular People podcast, or the not totally boring insurance podcast. This is a podcast for you, regular people who have questions about insurance. If you have something that you'd like me to address on this podcast, send it to insurancepodcast@outlook.com. Topic number one, why am I doing this podcast? I've been practicing law for 17 years, and I've been representing policyholders for 10 years, and I've seen all kinds of cases. What I've learned is that when someone comes to see me, they're in one of the worst spots of their lives. Their house is burned down, or they need life-saving treatment and it was denied. You name it, I've seen it. And often the insurance company doesn't seem to care. And there's a problem. The insurance company has a lot more money than you do. The insurance company has a lot more time than you do. You may need your house fixed now, or you may need this medical treatment now. But that's not hurting the insurance company. And the insurance company knows how insurance works. It knows what your rights are more than you do. You're probably not an insurance expert. You probably don't have a clue what your rights are. That's that last piece, that knowledge piece. That's what I'm trying to address with this podcast. Listen, I'm not your lawyer. I don't know your specific situation. I can't give you legal advice about what you should do because I don't know what's happening in your life. But I can share some knowledge about how insurance works. Like a good neighbor, you know, that's that old jingle for State Farm. Like a good neighbor, I'm going to give you some unsolicited information. I can tell you generally what your rights are. I can illustrate with real life examples from some of my cases. I'm a big believer that knowledge is power, and I think you'll be better off if you listen. That leads me to topic two. What should you do right away when you've suffered an insurance loss? Well, the first thing you should do is you should call your insurance company and tell them what happened. There's a couple of ways you can do this. If you have your insurance policy or you know how to reach your insurance company, just call your insurance company directly and tell them what happened. If you don't have your insurance policy, you don't have the insurance company's information handy, then call your insurance agent, whoever sold you that insurance policy. That agent has to tell you what you need to do to report a claim, or maybe the agent can actually start the claim for you. The second thing you need to do is ask for a copy of the current version of the insurance policy. And when you get in touch with the insurance company, tell them what your needs are. Don't be shy. Do you need another place to live? Do you need a rental car? Tell them what you're going through. And always document, document, document. Put it in writing. Make sure you follow up with an email or a letter when you can. Now, these things don't have to be extremely detailed. You don't have to be a perfectionist about it. You can keep it short, but whatever you do, make sure you keep a paper trail of the communications you're having with your insurance company. When the insurance company asks you for information, do your very best to give that information as soon as you reasonably can. If they need to inspect your property, help make that happen. It's really rare in my experience that a policyholder doesn't cooperate with requests from an insurance company. But when a policyholder doesn't cooperate, it really becomes a problem down the road. So my advice to everyone is do what you can to help move the claim along. But there's an important caveat. There's something that you need to remember, and that is that it's the insurance company's job to fully, fairly, and promptly investigate a claim at its own expense. All right? Let that sink in. It's the insurance company's job to fully, fairly, and promptly investigate the claim. That means it's not your job, the policyholder's job, to go out and hire experts or do the investigation. Remember, the insurance company knows what your rights are. The insurance company is the expert. They're the ones with the money. And the law says that the insurance company has to pay the investigation to figure out how much they owe you. And, you know, in an insurance policy, there will be something called the policy limit. And the policy limit, just very generally, is the maximum amount of benefits that an insurance company will pay under an insurance policy? Well, you need to know that there is no policy limit for the investigation expense. Whatever it takes to fully, fairly, and promptly investigate, the insurance company has to pay it, and that doesn't come out of your insurance policy benefits. This is crucial. Now, what I've seen so many times is the insurance company basically behaving like it doesn't have to do the investigation. It'll ask the policyholder to go out and get estimates, to hire experts. But you know what? You're the policyholder. You probably have another job. You probably have a lot of obligations in your life. And you're dealing with whatever loss happened that is causing you to make a claim in the first place. If you also, on top of everything else you have to do, have to do a full insurance investigation, the insurance company knows it's probably never going to get done, or you're going to miss important things. So the insurance company saves the money on the investigation when it does that, and then it pays you less than what they owe you, and that's not okay. So be careful. The third and last topic for this first episode is, why do I sue insurance companies? To tell you the truth, I didn't go to law school to sue insurance companies. I never thought I'd spend so much time doing that. When I was younger, when I was a law student, I thought that would be boring. But my real life experience has taught me that insurance is extremely important to people's lives. Insurance, when you buy insurance, it's a great example of a person taking individual responsibility. And so I'm very proud to say that insurance cases are a big part of my practice. People should not ever lightly sue an insurance company. Insurance companies, remember, I keep coming back to this, insurance companies have the money. They fight you tooth and nail in court. It's a struggle every time. But when I see a case where a person is suffering and the insurance company isn't following the rules, then yeah, I look carefully to see if it makes sense for my team to join with the policyholder to try to hold the insurance company accountable. And this has been very satisfying over the years. You get to make a real difference in people's lives. But the goal here is not to sue an insurance company, but just to help you gain knowledge so hopefully you can avoid falling into some traps that are out there when you have an insurance claim. That does it for the first episode of the Insurance for Regular People podcast. Thank you for listening, and thanks for being there on day one as a listener. If you have any ideas for this podcast, please send them to insurancepodcast@outlook.com. This has been Isaac Ruiz. I hope to see you next time.